This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobo-Hopka on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Segment number two tonight. It's a big night. We enjoyed visiting with John Copper just moments ago. What a terrific linebacker. He's a guy that he didn't establish crazy numbers, but for 3 years, he was to lead
the team three straight years in tackles. That's impressive.
He was a steady Eddie. And you know what? He rarely missed an assignment. He was one of those guys, he knew how to read the offense, and he would fill the hole.
And we got a good show tonight because we had him talking defense, and I don't think we mentioned it yet. We got Billy McMullen in the second half hour, so we're going to talk a little offense with Billy.
Well, of course we are. And
now Boyd Rawls, talk a little hand injury.
Among other things.
Among many things.
All right, Boyd, welcome to Who's Talking. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thanks. A lot of excitement lately. Of course, I'm on the bye week, but I'm happy to be back.
No. Listen, this is a big time. They're number 18 in the polls.
It's another week we didn't lose.
And Virginia, it's a win. It's a win. How about one day you'll learn to say win?
Well, they didn't win, but they didn't lose.
They sure as hell did win. They moved up from 19 to 18.
Yeah, that's right.
You are so dark clouds outside.
Not dark clouded, but optimistic here. We're having a great year.
You're going to get terminated. I'm telling you. All right. We know that, unfortunately, Mikhail Boley is out. We do not know the injury. The player that I'm concerned about, obviously, is the quarterback, Chandler Morris, who is having just an amazing season. Cavaliers are 5-1, 3-0 in the ACC. And I noticed when he made that run in the second possession of the first overtime, he made a mad dash to the left pylon. And he met three Cards DBs head on, and although I think he won the down and distance, he lost the collision. And by the way, I want to say this before we break that down: as they were looking at his hand after the play, one of the things that I would point out is after he made that play, I don't think there are any more doubters on that entire team. There can't be anybody on the sidelines or on the field or you know, in the athletic department that doubt Chandler Morris's guts.
Coach Elliott referred to he's a winner.
He's a winner.
Yeah.
Anyway,
right.
So I noticed the trainers and one of the team docs, I guess, was down on the side of the field, and they were looking at Morris's left hand. Now, we know that he hit the helmet of the Florida State Seminole on a follow-through of a pass in that game a few weeks ago, but against the Cards, he got his left hand dinged up, and I noticed they were looking at him, but there's been no reporting on it at all, and Elliot has not talked about it other than to say he's good to go. So did you see that play by any chance?
I saw that on an iPhone at a kid's camp out in the woods. So
good. Hey, that's dedication.
That's right. He had to watch the game. Well, you know, maybe not the biggest screen ever, but, you know, seeing it is seeing it, I guess.
Pretty exciting. But yeah, I mean, it's quite a collision. From what I've heard, he's good to go. There haven't been any indication otherwise. I mean, you know, there are things that can happen, that particularly a skill position like that would be a problem. But, you know, hopefully it's just bruised up.
Now, do you run into some high school kids who come to see you with that hand hitting the helmet of one of the defenders? And what normally happens to the hand when that happens?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the times it's just a bad bone bruise kind of thing, you know, and that certainly people can have a fracture, like a metacarpal fracture, a finger fracture, something like that, that, you know, can be more of a problem. But, you know, sometimes these bruises, these osseous contusions, we call them, you know, take, you know, weeks to really kind of turn the corner and feel better. Which, you know, may not be that big of a deal for the, you know, the guards and tackles, but, you know, certainly the quarterback, you know, and some of the receivers, the skill position is more of a problem. But, like I said, I mean, it sounds like he's good to go. So,
well, we hope so, because he's important.
He is important. Hey, you know, I think we have touched on this before, but I'm a little concerned about Daniel Sparks, the punter for UVA, who has a hip flexor injury, and he got diagnosed with that, I want to say, 4 or 5 weeks ago. What are your thoughts on that injury?
Yeah, that, again, sort of out of my territory, but, you know, those can be – you know, injuries that sort of nag you the whole season, you know, and, I mean, these guys are playing at such a high level. A lot of times they'll kind of play through it, but, you know, that could certainly have an effect.
He hadn't been playing. I think they need to shoot him up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Give him a little injection.
Well, the sub had a pretty good week. He became the special punter of the week before. But anyway, Boyd, we thank you for joining us as always. We'll talk to you in a few weeks. And in the meantime, we'll be back after these messages with all-time great Billy McMullen talking a little UVA offense. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
For your health issue, we'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let James Rivera help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click jamesriverair.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Who's Talking Season 17 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
¶¶
Welcome back. Who's talking? Frank and Hobbo in studio, and Vince has arrived. We thank Jeremy for getting us up and running here while Vince was a little delayed, but our normal producer back in studio. Next week, we have a special show. Vern Inge, friend of the program.
He's a sports lawyer.
Sports lawyer. I'm sure he'll be talking. We'll be talking about Portal, NIL, all sorts of stuff that is part of college athletics these days. And then the second half hour next week, we will have a special guest. Coach Ryan Odom will make his inaugural appearance on Who's Talking.
And which is very exciting, Hobbo.
We're delighted that he is coming on before the season. Sometimes Coach Bennett wouldn't join us until December, so it's exciting to have Coach Odom on. And obviously they have an exhibition game Thursday against Vanderbilt, so he'll have an opportunity to maybe give us some feedback on his assessment of the team after that first exhibition
game. That's next Thursday.
But right now we got Billy McMullen. And Billy, I looked in the stats. You had 24 touchdowns. That's 144 points. That's almost more points than I had. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm telling you,
good
Billy.
Math, man.
Billy, you know, Hobbo went to happy hour somewhere.
I know. Well, all right. It is 5 o'clock here.
I think Hobbo's still at happy hour.
Yeah.
Well, he's got.
Hey, we're 5-1 and ranked 18th. It is happy hour, baby.
Hey, I agree. I definitely agree.
Billy, I did double check your career. 210 receptions as a Wahoo. At the time, I think you were, when you graduated, you were number 2 all-time in ACC history. Now, since those days, they throw the ball at every down. So
210 catches and zero drops.
You might have done that. You might have done the 210 in 2 years if you were playing today.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
I mean, great.
George Welch wanted to run the ball all the time, you know.
Oh, yeah, we ran the ball a lot. But, you know, when we had a second coach come in. We threw a little bit more with Shab and the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, Al Groh, you know, he wanted to have a diversified offense. Speaking of diversification and balance, typically this season, game by game, Virginia is very close to running the same number of plays in rushing attempts as passing attempts. And the yardage is not hugely disparate, and the success can be, you know, you can attribute it to the fact that teams have to prepare to defend the run, particularly on first and second down. And when Virginia mm-hmm. decides to throw with play action, they usually have them totally fooled. And Chandler Morris is playing beautifully, and they've got to get back to the same sort of productivity as they had against Florida State. Louisville was a very strange game in terms of how fiercely it was played by, you know, that the home team down there in Louisville. They were very intense, and they were hitting everybody. I think one of their players tackled the water boy, which was, I thought that was unkind to say the least. But the Cavs have put up some nice wins, and now we've just finished the midway point, and now we're starting the second half of the season. And, Billy, I'm wondering what your thoughts would be if you were still playing today and you were practicing and gearing up for a team you'd never seen before, Washington State. What would be going through your mind?
Oh, I think I'd be chopping at the bit. Sometimes playing the same teams over and over again get a little mundane. I mean, even though each year's a little different, but playing out of conference with Washington State, who just went head-to-head with Ole Miss and almost got them. You know, yep. you don't take them lightly. And so, you know, you actually pay more attention to details a lot of times when you haven't played a team before, because you have to. You know, you got to figure out their nuances, what type of coverage they like. Are they going to try to stop the run? Are they going to try to, you know, run exotic coverages to stop the pass, depending on, you know, if we're putting the ball up in the air a little bit more. So you pay a little bit more attention to details, and you just on your P's and Q's, because you're not letting anything get past you.
Well, I would have to think that if all the news is good on the injury front, if Brady Wilson returns at center, and hopefully Mikhail Boley can bounce back from whatever happened in the second quarter down at Louisville. Drake Metcalf can move back to right guard. And, you know, Jack Whitmer has done reasonably well at right tackle, although yeah. I would think he would move to left tackle to help out if Boley cannot go this week. It's rumored that Wallace Unamba is back and practicing, and he will play right tackle. And you know he's a big kid. Well, he's a big man. You can't call him a kid. He's about 24 years old. But if all these guys are healthy, we should be okay.
Yeah, I say the cool thing about it is sometimes, well, you know, I'm a fan now, right? But right. I also played ball for a long time. I know Al Groh did it. I did a little bit more than Welsh did. But sometimes you got swing guys. You got guys that in practice, they are playing a couple different positions just for these type of situations. And when I talk about swing guys, I'm talking about not just offensive linemen, but receivers and also running backs, fullbacks. So you're getting some reps in different areas. So when these situations pop up, because you want your best guy on the field, you don't want to. Sometimes in college, your second or third guy is not as good as the swing guy because it can be a guard that you can move to tackle or vice versa, or maybe even push him down the center. We did it a couple of times my last year with Al Groh. So, yeah, I think from looking in, I'm sure that coach is preparing some of the offensive linemen for those situations, and I think we'll see something. Because, I mean, Coach Heffernan, he got those guys rocking, man. This is probably the best I've seen our line in a while, so – you know, my hat's off to that because I think they'll be prepared and ready to go for.
Yeah, we've been running the ball very effectively. But Billy, talk about the receiving core. You know, the receiving core has been terrific this year. Chandler Morris has done a good job of getting them all involved. I know you think that's important.
Oh yeah, Chandler Morris. I'll tell you this, man. He's a winner, man. And I saw that against Florida State, and not just because he won the game, which obviously makes you a winner. But you know, you look at certain points in the game where. You throw an interception, maybe it's a bad pass, but in how he reacts and comes back out, he always came back out ready for the next objective at hand. And getting those guys like Trell Harris, Cam Ross, and Jamal Edgerin, the ball, man, I think he does a good job of it. And he gets them the ball where they're effective. You know, yes. He's not trying to fit a ball in there where this is not the type of receiver they are. First of all, they got them running routes that make sense for them. And then when they get the ball in their hands, they're making plays. And I've seen all three of them try to get a little yak run after the catch. And I think it's not just those three. I think you got some other guys that can come out and play too. But they've been doing a heck of a job. And I'll say this. One thing you're going to know, explosive players yield explosive plays.
Yep.
And what's been going on with the receivers and the running backs, they're explosive players. So they're going to get some explosive plays. And that lands in the lap of the OC making those proper calls and just putting them in the right position and get the good players the ball. You're going to make some plays.
Let's talk about Dez Kitchens, the offensive coordinator. This is the redemption tour. He has shown everybody that he can call a great game, and particularly in the red zone, and particularly in the overtime periods, he is making good calls. And it's like night and day. I've been wondering what's been going on. Now, I've noticed he's been up in the box upstairs. He's not down on the field. So he's tackling his tasks from up above, and it must be helping.
I'll say this, man. Here's a big thing that I think we all overlook. Like I mentioned again, I'm a fan right now, and I'm loving what's going on.
Right.
But as a player, we overlook the trust factor of a coach and a player. Some plays you're going to call as an OC that you know you got a high percentage chance this guy's going to make that play for me, you know. And if you got guys that are really iffy in making plays or in these fourth quarter situations or these third or fourth down situations, you're going to call a whole different type of game. And so I think Dez Kitchens has trust in his guys and his guys trust him. And those are the results you get that we've been seeing these last couple weeks, that when that trust factor is there, you can call without second guessing and that player can make that play without second guessing. You're going to pull some wins out in overtime like we have.
Well, I can tell you what. I needed the bye week to recover from those two overtimes.
Right.
I mean, I think at one point somebody asked me if I was breathing. I was staring dead at the field for the press box for Florida State.
They're high-stress games.
They are.
Not good for a man like Hobbo that has high blood pressure anyway.
I was taking notes. I was writing notes so fast I couldn't breathe. But I'm excited about Trell Harris. I think he gives Virginia a lot of opportunities to win games. Cam Ross feel the same way.
Jamal Adrien is, to me, a big possession receiver, and I'm not sure they're using him enough. Now, one player I'm ultra excited about and have praised all year is Sage Ennis, particularly when he goes in motion. And he is blocking beautifully. And Jamari Taylor, I think Taylor needs to send that guy some big Christmas presents because he's making the blocks that's helping spring him. But John Rogers, the number three tight end, who's now moved up to number two because of the injury to Twitty, I thought he played incredibly well against Louisville. Didn't you?
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the fact that I thought he was very attentive to the details. I thought he made the plays when needed to be made. And that's a testament to the coaching staff that they're preparing their third and second guy as starters. So when they step into that spotlight, is no letdown. That's what a good team does. That's what a good coach does.
All right, hey, you know, I want to bring up something. You played in the NFL how many years?
I played 7 altogether.
I can't believe it. It seems like only yesterday. So over the weekend, Penn State fired James Franklin. He was 104 and 45 in 11 seasons, and much was made of the fact he couldn't win the big games. Now, Penn State has to pay him $49 million to stop coaching. Now, don't you think the AD and some of the administrative staff who agreed with that contract, maybe they should be fined or something? That's just a lot of money. UAB quit on Trent Dilfer, who was one of the nicest guys in all of football, and I feel bad for him. He has 5 children and a beautiful wife, but gee whiz. Third season at UAB. Who does UAB think they're going to be?
Yeah, the Oregon State coach got
that's
fired
weird to
as
me.
Well.
I can understand Penn State. I mean, I can understand that we brought you in here. You got about 11 years behind you.
Yep.
Your track record saying you don't win the big game, and then you can't. And if you don't win the big game, you can't lose a small game. That's the biggest piece.
Right.
If you don't win the big game, you cannot lose a small game. And they were bearing with them on that. I really never liked in-season firing. I don't agree with it.
I don't agree with it either.
I think you just let the guy finish up, man. You never know what can come of it, right? And then, hey, look, you can have a private meeting and say, hey, listen, man, this is it. Go ahead, do what you got to do, win out, lose out, but this is it. You know, and I just don't agree that you fire. I mean, that it messes your recruitment up. It messes a lot of things up, man. But I can see that, hey, we want to get our guy in here, which is hard to do during the season.
Yep.
So we can, you know, get into the portal and bring guys in. But it's tough, man. It's tough.
You know, it's not going to get any better with an interim coach. I think what happens is the clamor from the fan base is so intense that I think the athletic directors feel like they got to do something. But I agree with you, Billy, particularly in college. Shouldn't fire guys right in the middle of the season.
All right, so there's a lot of...
I don't like it in the NFL either.
By the way, there's a lot of chatter at UNC and Florida State about firing those coaches. And, you know, Belichick, I think, has a $20 million buyout.
Yeah, he's guaranteed for 3 years.
And they issued a vote of confidence from the athletic director and his people at the board.
I did see Florida State in their last 15 games against Power 4 opponents is 2-13. So they're not doing really well.
A guy like Belichick, man, I mean, he's a legend, right?
Yeah.
He's a first-year coach. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
It takes time to implement what you need to implement. Even if there are some hiccups from the sideline, his girlfriend, all that stuff like that, let it be. The vision is the vision. And I read something today about, you know, Coach Elliott's vision and Carla's vision. And they're like, well, their vision was 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. It's starting to pay off now. Sometimes you just got to let it simmer. But we live in this microwave age. It's this flipping your phone age. And
hey, Billy,
gratification.
You can speak to this
instant
since you played it.
Let the man implement his system. He's a winner. He will find winners.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Yeah, now, will he have to adjust himself for the collegiate game in terms of the kids he's dealing with? I think so. But he's a winner. He's going to find a way.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you. You played at both levels. What is there a difference coaching NFL and college?
Yeah, when I played, it's definitely a difference. The money changes things now, but there's still a maturity thing, so it's always going to be a difference. You can't necessarily fire or cut a collegiate player. That's the number one thing you can't do, right?
That's funny, but you know, I think those days are coming.
Try, but you can't do it.
Aren't those days coming?
Maybe soon.
Yeah, I really think so too. But in the pros, like, you got a revolving door every day, man. You got to produce every day. You know,
yeah,
there's no like Al Groh used to say, there's no free lunch anymore, guys.
But you know, it's interesting. A few years ago, Texas A&M fired Jimbo Fisher, and he walked away with $60 million. This firing up at Penn State, it shows to me that these athletic programs at some of these football powers, they're not managing their money very well.
No.
And why are they given these gigantic?
You got to think it eases the sting of getting fired a little bit when you get a check for $49 million to leave.
Yeah. I think so.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't necessarily say they're not managing the money well. That's what the market is demanding for a coach. I mean, if you're coaching a Power 5, 10, a traditional school like Penn State, you're going to demand that money, especially with the new TV contracts, NIL, all the stuff they got to go through with the portal. Oh, you're going to demand that. Now, like I said earlier, I think you should let them play it out. Play it out, man. I mean, you got guys now that are decommitting. We had a kid down here from Trinity. He decommitted today. From Penn State,
wow,
heck of a player, grew up with his dad, and so you know, let him play out, and you never know what can happen at the end of the year. You can salvage something, but yeah, I would. The market is so much money in collegiate sports, and especially football and basketball.
Yep,
I would say football number one. So the contract size, I think, fits the market. Now, if you're getting $2 million and you're talking about almost $1 trillion, I don't know the numbers, but a high billion-dollar industry, you well underpaid.
Well, in some ways, you know, it's interesting. You just touched on something that we don't have time to go too far into it right now. We're actually in overtime real quick. But to me, with VPI terminating the contract on Brent Pry, with, North Carolina struggling this year in football, with Penn State firing their coach, James Franklin, this should be the year that Virginia grabs some, four stars, don't you think?
I agree.
All right, well,
I definitely agree.
Let's leave it on that.
Hey,
and I want
to come out to my I'm doing a gig out at the one of the bigger tailgates, the Valley Hoos for homecoming, 4 o'clock p.m. Me and my band will be singing out there, so y'all come on and join us.
Listen, you're great, too. That. Send me all the details, okay? All right.
Thank you, Billy.
We got to go to break. We're kind of late getting to this, but I enjoyed our time with Billy McMullen. All right. We got the Olympic Sports Report and the ACC schedule preview in the next segment. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
You don't succeed in life, business, or on the field by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildreth is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Hildreth.
There's no flag on this play.
Schedule your free quote online at Hildreth.com or call 800-476-4255. 6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildreth, a world in motion.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim. Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Framing Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let James Rivera help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click JamesRiverAir.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobo-Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight. We've enjoyed visiting with Billy McMullen, Boyd Rawls, and John Copper. Next week's show, we have Vern Inge, the sports attorney here in Richmond, and head basketball coach Ryan Odom and Dr. Kwadwo Owusu-Achau, a.k.a. Dr. O.
Easy for you to say.
It is. How about? Yeah,
not easy for me, though.
How about,
but anyway,
let's jump into the ACC.
ACC, one thing we didn't mention earlier, the road game against North Carolina the week after next will kick off at noon. So make note of that. And the ACC schedule this week, several games, a couple of big ones. Georgia Tech at Duke has implications for first place. And Louisville at Miami, how do you see those games?
Well, first off, Duke is favored by 2.5 at home against Georgia Tech. This is the game.
It should be a good game.
This is
Georgia
game.
Tech's playing really well.
Now, it's interesting though, that according to ESPN and their computers, Georgia Tech has a higher probability of making the ACC title game than Duke. But Duke is favored by Vegas in this game. Something's got to give. All right. In the other game that you mentioned,
Louisville at Miami. That's a Friday night game.
I think Miami tramples them, and it's 13.5 points. But Louisville's running backs are injured. Miami has lots of weapons. They're healthy, and their quarterback Carson Beck is vying to be a Heisman Trophy winner.
One last thing, Clemson hosts SMU. Clemson's favored by 9.5. The Tigers, I guess, have put it back together here in the last few weeks.
Death Valley, and SMU has won a lot of games in the ACC consecutively, but they will lose this game. I don't know if Clemson covers, but I believe Clemson will beat SMU. Now, Washington State is coming to Charlottesville this coming Saturday to play the number 18 Wahoos, and Virginia is favored by 17.5 points. I don't think Virginia will cover this, but I do think Virginia will win by probably 5 points.
Yeah, it's a little. That's a big line, particularly that's a coming off the performance that Washington State had at Ole Miss. But at any rate, come out to Scott Stadium, kickoff at 6:30. We'll be back next Monday at 6 and have a little basketball along with football.
Go Hoos.
Go Hoos.
That's it. It's all over.
Who's talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.